yo te voy a abusar. Dile que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú me sabes
lo que es. Yeah, this is
yours
truly. Yeah, this is the boy. And I'm back again, coming to you live from Medellin, Colombia, where one of the most beautiful countries and cities that you'll ever see. So if you've never been here, make sure you get here. And I wanted to take a little time out to, commemorate this occasion. You know, a little vacay from reality, and talk to the people. Why my, you know, your vibe is different when you're out of the country. So I wanted y'all to enjoy this with me, and wanted to share it with you. And tonight it's gonna be no different. We're gonna give you real talk. We're gonna talk about some things. I'm not gonna hold you too long, as I said. I'm on a little vacay, but I still wanted to share it with you. And tonight we're gonna talk about baggage and when to let go. You know, if you don't follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at JJ The Voice. Just JJ THE Voice VOICE. And Facebook, John Johnson. You can follow me there. And yeah, you can keep in touch. You can see some footage from Medellin if you've never seen it. And seeing Colombia, it's not as scary or dangerous as people will have you to believe. I've been here several times, so take it from me. And yeah, man, expand your horizon. It's not that expensive. And for the amount of money you spend on a regular weekend in the U.S., if you're taking your girl out of family out, you can get you a plane ticket to come here. So definitely come here. The food is great. The weather is was rainy right now, but the weather is pretty much the same year round, except it does rain a little more this time of year. But it's hot in the day and then it gets a little cool at night, so you get the best of both worlds. And so it's definitely an experience, and the food is amazing, and it's cheap. Most importantly, don't let me forget that it's cheap. So if you've never been out, make sure you put it on your to-do list, your bucket list. But without further ado, let's get into it. Baggage. Men and women both have baggage. Let's just start there. And baggage is not the problem. It's what we do with the baggage that becomes a problem when we're trying to meet someone and date someone and have some type of meaningful relationship. We often let our baggage get in the way and let our baggage distort and cloud our judgment and our decision-making. You know, you live long enough, you're going to have some issues. You live long enough, you're going to have some problems. You're gonna go through some things and have some bad memories and problems that you have had in the past. But what we do with that baggage is most important. It's key. It is what is going to determine your future and with your future relationships and what your partner has to go through. You know, baggage is so important, it can be a deal breaker without you even knowing it. You know, baggage is something that you have to have in check. It has to have some kind of order or structure to it. Otherwise, it's going to always infiltrate your relationships. And let me interject, if you hear anything noises because I'm coming live, or if it sounds different, you might hear some people because I'm on live location. So if you hear some strange, don't worry about that. Even though it's just what you get here when you're out of the country or you're in your room. But having baggage can destroy, you know, the relationship before it even gets started good, before you have a chance to cement it. You know, when you first start a relationship, this is most crucial in those first 3 months. That's where you build a foundation that's going to last, that may last you the next 30, 40 years. But if you don't get past that stage, because you know all this baggage rears itself to the head, you don't even have a chance. And there's some other things that you can't have pop up during that time either, but tonight we're going to talk about why baggage cannot be one of them. You know, relationships are tough because you're trying to mold two lives, two agendas, two visions, two futures together. And so when doing that, it needs to be as easy and the process needs to be as simple as possible. Because trying to put two lives together is not an easy thing in itself. So two people have to be on the same page in order to be able to make that thing work. Now, if you got a lot of baggage coming into a relationship, it's going to be rough trying to get someone to get along with you and your baggage, along with the baggage they have. So now we got double the baggage overnight. So it's selfish of you to try to bring your baggage into a relationship and expect someone to help you carry your luggage. It's selfish of you. Why? Because they have their own. If they're willing to put their baggage down or to keep it under control or have it in check in order to have something with you, then you need to do the same. It's only when you don't feel like you have to have your baggage or that someone owes you something or they must help you do something that it becomes a problem in a relationship, because anyone that's selfish should not be in a relationship. I mentioned this in a few of my other podcasts and other conversations we've had, that you cannot be selfish in any relationship. It just ain't gonna work. Yes, ain't gonna work. Ain't fishing to. So if you're a little country vernacular, I'm a country boy at heart, but that's when you really mean something, that's how it sounds when it comes out. Ain't fishing to. You know, it's not proper English, but I want you to get the message. And it's not going to work if you have someone that's selfish trying to be in a relationship. So, expecting someone to handle your baggage, that's essentially what you're saying. So, if you have this baggage, baggage presents itself in many different ways. Sometimes you have baggage and don't even know it. You think it's normal because it's normal to you. But what's normal to you ain't always normal to someone else. So one of the most obvious signs of baggage is kids. You know, I know we love little Ray Ray, we love little Pookie, little Tommy, little Billy, we love them. You're supposed to love your kids, but they're your kids. When you're trying to gel your relationship or match with someone else, you have to remember they're your kids. You know them, but the other person doesn't. So you can't force that upon someone else instantly. Over time, you grow to love them. You grow to care about them. You grow to want to be part of their life. You grow to want to have worry about what worries them. But initially, you can't do that because it's too much. And often you have baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. And see, that has to be ironed out because that's baggage. Because now that problem becomes my problem because it's going to affect how we see each other, how we date. When can we spend time? You know, what do we have to do? It's another responsibility. And so you have to continue to work on and make sure that baggage doesn't become a problem. Because if it does, then you don't have a chance in that relationship to try to make it work or try to make it last. And so when you have baggage dealing with kids, just take your time. They're going to be there. But you want someone that's in your life that's going to be there for you. Because if they're there for you, they're going to want to be there for the kids. So you'll get there, but just don't make it someone else's responsibility off top. Now, the fellas, we got baggage too. I mean, baggage has a lot of, takes on a lot of appearances. Most of it is benign, meaning it's not going to affect anything. But the baggage that's going to affect something is the baggage that you want to have in check. You know, your past, things in your past are in your past. But if your past affects your future and your ability to move forward with someone, then it's baggage that you're going to have to deal with that. If it affects the way you provide for someone and how you can take care of your accessibility, the way, the quality of life, you have to be able to have that in check, because if it's going to have an effect on your future relationship, this is the type of baggage that's important that people overlook. you keep living, you're going to have some heartbreak. You're going to have some people leaving you and walking out of your life and getting cheated on, some things, and so on and so on. Deaths and family, it's going to happen. But it's how you handle it, how you deal with it, what you do with it, that's going to determine and set up the next few years of your life or the rest of your life. And it's going to set up the future with you and someone you're interested in dating. So you have to have this baggage in check. You know what baggage is. You know what worries you. You know what keeps you up at night. You know what concern. And if you had a relationship between them that didn't work, you know what baggage is. You know what the problems is. Stop trying to make people accept something that's not acceptable. Fix it. You can't force some mess on somebody. You can't force garbage on me and expect me to like it. It's garbage. Clean it up. Fix it. Then you move on. Then you can move forward with someone. Stop expecting people to come in your mess and help you clean your mess up. They have their own. That's not how this works. Fix it, then you can move forward. But don't try to expect someone to move forward with some mess and help you clean your mess up. Somebody can help you clean certain messes up. But certain messes ain't for someone else to clean up. They're for you. Especially if you want something real. Once again, we talked about it. If you put money as your main motivation, you're going to end with money. You're going to end the way money ends. In exchange for something. As a service for something. Not as something real. Because, oh, okay, I'll come in. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to break it home to you. We're not going to play with it. Oh, okay, I just need somebody to come in and help the kids and help with the family and so forth and so forth. Okay. All you said was money. That's all the guy heard was money, money, money. He comes in, okay, he gives you money. Okay, now that part is done. Now what? Where is the substance? Why is it that I should give you money and not someone else money and solve their problems? What is the value in just giving you the money only and not someone else? That's why you can't put that as the forefront. And that's why you need to have that baggage in check. You can't come in with that type of attitude because guys hear something different. And we see value as something different. For women, y'all see it as we're taking care of and providing. For us, we see money. It's still money at the end of the day. Because if that's where you put the value on and that's what my role is and that's all you want me to do, then that's all. How else are we supposed to see it? That's why it's important for you to also show that you care about them. You want them. You want to be with them. You're concerned about how their day went, how hard they worked to help and provide. You have to have that. You have to have that intimacy, as we discussed the other week. You have to have a level of intimacy. That's what makes him giving his money and helping you and provide different than him just giving his money for someone else just to do this with. That's the difference. It's the intimacy that you must have. So, well, I'm not going to fall off in there too much, but I just want you to see how it all connects together. Baggage, intimacy, who you are, what makes you you. Why choose you? This all you following me now? You see, I'm taking you somewhere. Every time we have a discussion, every podcast, I'm taking you somewhere. But your baggage, keep that baggage in check. The same way you don't want someone else's baggage, they don't want your baggage. And if you do got it, it's no problem that you have it. But you have to have it in order and have it in check. Now, when is it time to move on? It's funny because sometimes too much baggage is a sign for you to know when it's time to move on. But when it's time to move on is a relative term. It's relative to the person itself. Because some people will accept more. You know, I can tell you some secrets. I can tell you, you know, by age range, by decades, what someone might accept. And tell you when they won't accept it. But I don't think y'all want to hear that. If you do, let me know. And it's in the book as well. It's in my book, Men and Women 101, The DNA of Mr. and Mrs. Wright, available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Nobles and Books A Million. But, yeah, I put it in there. So if you want to hear me, hear my discussion or hear me talk and converse about men and women in by the decades and kind of the mindset of them during that time period, definitely get that book. It's a good read. And so much more. That's towards the end of the book when I discuss that. But there's so much more in there. I mean, it's more than just a dating book. Because I don't want to tell you who to date. I don't want to tell you what to date. I don't want to tell you how to date. I want you to understand what to expect when you want something. And how to get it. That's my goal. Because all the stuff is up to you. You don't need me for that. So, when is it time to move on? As I said, it depends on the person. Because what someone else will take, somebody else won't accept. What someone else's deal breaker is, it's not for someone else. That's why you can't quit. That's why you can't give up. That's why you can't stop looking, trying, searching. That's why you have to stay in the race. Even if you move at a slow pace, stay in the race. Because as long as you're moving forward, you will cross the finish line. So when is it time to move on? When the other person stops working on something. When there's a problem, when it's being evident that we ain't on the same page. And when you get to that point, it's time to look at things, to try to make it work, to try to fix it. And if you can't fix it, if what you're doing is not working, if what they're saying is not meshing with the vision, or if they just totally flip out or turn crazy, when it's dangerous, your health is at stake. When your family is at stake, your kids aren't safe. I mean, it's time to move on. Those are most obvious reasons, but obvious isn't always obvious because we see stories every day of things ending the wrong way because obvious is not so obvious. But trust me, when those things are facts and realities, it's time to move on. It's time to figure out what you need to do so you can keep moving on with your life. You can't waste a whole lot of time trying to beat a dead horse, trying to put life into something that's already gone when you can move on to something that's better. Yeah, moving on is not easy. Moving on is tough. It takes work, it takes time. But you have to start the process and moving forward. Because you can't stay where you're at. That's not an option. It's not that you may like moving, but staying where you're at, that's not an option. And when your health is dangerous, come on now. I said your health is your wealth. You know, whether that relationship is causing you to gain weight and be unhealthy and eat things or is physically abusing or mentally, emotionally, you got to take care of that. There's no do-overs in this life. There's no do-overs in this world. You know, you want to live it the best way you can and put yourself in the best position to succeed. No one's perfect. So you have to, that's why you have to, it's relative to you because you have to understand when it's time to move on. And when you know what's time to move on, that means you have a clear understanding of what you want in your life, out of your life, and for your life. You have to know those three things. So I discuss, who are you? Why you? That's the question that every woman has to answer. That's the question that every man has to answer. When you can answer that question, it'll steer and guide your actions and your motives to where you want to get to next. You have to ask, these are key questions that people never answer. And they just rest on genetics. They just rest on what's natural. But you got to put in the work to be different, to be better, to be really special at who you are. By working on you, you set yourself apart. As I said before, there's only one you, one fingerprint. You set yourself apart when you work on you and what makes you unique. When you answer this question of why you, you'll answer so many other questions and your pathway will be so much easier. You won't have to keep finding guy, dating guy after guy, and talking girl after girl when you're finally ready. I'm not forcing you, not knowing you. But there's some things that you have to understand when you're finally ready to make that move. You have to understand that this has to be in place. This type of mindset, this vision, this goal, this understanding, this knowledge that you have to have about you. Not even about anyone else. If you got knowledge about someone else, you're way ahead of the game. But the most important person you should know is you, yourself. Because this will tell you when it's time to go. You'll know what's too much. You'll know what's not going to have you to be home at night. You'll know what's not going to make you faithful. You'll know what type of girl you don't need. I can't help what you like. It's about what do you need. What's going to make you a good family man? What's going to make you a better man? What's going to make you the type of woman that someone wants to marry and come home to for the next 30 to 40 years? What's going to keep you from getting cheated on? Because you're everything that that person needs. You're the answer to someone else's problem. You're the answer that someone else has been looking for and searching for all their life. You're the answer that someone needs that's going to help them move forward. Be someone's answer. Because if you're someone's answer, you'll know when you're not someone's answer. You'll know when you have a wrong answer for someone and take your side of opposition, which will keep you from being in a spot to where you have to leave or being in a relationship that's volatile. Knowing when to move on embodies so much, but it embodies the things that we're going to discuss moving forward. And as I like to discuss, because I want people to understand it, I don't know, people don't tell you things like this. They'll tell you, they'll put frosting on the cake, but they won't tell you what's in the cake itself. I know the cake tastes good, but what's in the cake? Maybe I want to bake the cake. Maybe I want to put it in the oven. Give me the recipe. Just don't give me the cake and icing and frosting and decorations. I'm trying to tell you the ingredients in the cake that helps you to make a cake, because anybody can put the frosting on. Now, if you want to do special designs, maybe a little more, but anybody can take the knife and just slide it on there and get it thick as you want. But everybody can't bake. Everybody can't mix these ingredients. Because if you mix them wrong, that cake ain't going to rise. That cake ain't going to taste like nothing. It's going to be nasty. So what I want you to understand is how to make things work and what goes into making things work. Because maybe you say you can't get all the things that we're going to discuss, but if you get two, maybe three down, you're going to be in a lot better shape because you will learn. You only have to be special for one person. You don't have to be special for every girl. Every girl ain't got to like you. But you need one that's going to cherish you, that's going to make you feel like a king. Every man ain't going to worship you, ladies. It's nice to get that attention, but it ain't going to last. Get it now, boo-boo. Get it. Be everybody's woman crush Wednesday. Be everybody's man crush Wednesday. Be everybody's. But it ain't gonna last forever. And it's here shorter than we think. It's here and gone faster than we think. Most fine only got a good 10 years. Of being that where everybody wants you, your DM is blowing up, your phone never stops ringing. You gotta, if you get that, some people don't even get that. Some women don't get that. Some guys never get that at all. Some women never get that at all. So please understand that time is your commodity and use it to your best asset to set up your next move. Don't get caught up in, oh, I got forever. It may seem like that, but time will pass you by. And what once was blowing up all day, now you're getting one or two or five. Now you're lucky to get a call. Now you're lucky to get a date. Before, you couldn't turn enough dates down. But now, girl, just take me to the movies. I'd be happy. That's what time is. That's what time would do for you. It's the ultimate equalizer. So be smart. Be proactive. That's the main goal. That's what I want you to understand. Just be proactive. You do what you want to do. But understand, certain things you do are going to lead you to certain results and consequences. So when to let go your baggage? How you wrap this up and put a bow on it? Well, if you know what baggage is, and you know, and you understand that you need to deal with it, you need to understand that you need to keep it in check and not allow it to be in the forefront of your relationships. And you'll understand the importance of knowing when to let go and knowing who you are and having things in order so that knowing who you are will allow you to keep your baggage in check so you can meet and be with who you want to be with and who you're going to be. See, one begets the other. One helps guide you to the next. Your future is what you want to get to. But if you have baggage that's from your past, it's going to prohibit you from moving to your future and being able to find and be with someone that you can move forward with, that you can have a life with, and that makes it easy being with them. Because the one thing that baggage does, it makes it hard to be with that person. And life is hard enough than to be trying to be carrying double duty, be carrying your baggage, your family's baggage, and their own family's baggage. Relationships wasn't meant to be that way. Your life wasn't meant to carry on everyone's luggage. It was meant to be able to carry yours and be able to allow someone else to be with you on that journey so y'all can have something together and something special. And if you're able to, help that other person get there with you and enjoy life together. Have the baggage in check. Knowing who you are, knowing what you want, will help you to be able to be with someone that'll keep you from having to be in the position of being having to get away or get out. It'll keep you from having to be in a position where I can't do this. I got to go. Because relationships are hard to maintain, but they're often harder to find good ones. So having your baggage in check, knowing when to let go, are two key things to keep you moving forward. I never want you to stay still and get stagnant. Because when you get still and stagnant, that's when bacteria grows. That's when infections grow. That's when you stop growing. You know, mosquitoes, frogs, even fish, they all love one thing when it's time to move forward. They love stagnant things, stagnant water. When they're creating life, they don't create it in the river. They create it in the stillness of the water. So even turtles, they don't have the kids in the ocean. They come up on land, something that's still and out of harm's way. So if you want something generally bad to grow in your relationship, then be stagnant. But if you want to be fruitful and enjoyable and healthy, always be moving forward. Don't get stuck because you don't understand when it's time to move on. Don't get stuck because you don't understand what baggage you need to let go. Not understanding those two dynamics, when to move on and baggage, will have you stuck. And when you get stuck, that's when things start to grow. Bacteria, disease, and whatever else that loves calm, dark, dead things that aren't moving. This is JJ the Voice. Take these things to heart. Listen. Try me on life if you don't believe that they'll mess it up. But I'm sure if you've been around long enough, you understand that these things are important. Stay tuned and I discuss my closing remarks. And as always, my health tip. And we're back. See, I'm still setting the vibe, right? You know, you imagine. A lot of people here don't speak English, so the more Spanish you know, the better. Because if you go around and get out in the city, they don't, it's not going to be, they just, I don't know what you're saying. My Spanish is not fluent, but I can do pretty good. I can get around. Like, if I was here by myself, I would make do. And you can use, you know, a translator too, Google Translate. But, you know, it's better when you're trying to talk to someone, you know, and you can speak the language or at least kind of communicate halfway decent. So, yeah, man, you come to Medellin or any part of Colombia, you want to try to speak as much Spanish as possible. You know, if you get to more tourist areas, you can get by. Some people know some, but they're not, most of them aren't fluent in, you know, English. But today, we're going to talk about my health tip. You know, I'm always big on health. I'm here exercising in the gym. I remind you that I'm more than a mile high. I'm about 6,000 feet above sea level. So please understand, your cardio, your exercise, and your walking is going to be different. So, you know, you also want to have a little health, you know, be in good health too. You want to come here. You can be in bad health too. It's just, you know, it's going to help you. Walking up hills and walking down hills and tours and things. And elevation, because I swear, you feel like you've been running up, you know, 100 steps, just going up maybe 10. So the air gets you, the elevation gets you. But kale, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Kale, I don't know. Kale is a new food craze that everybody's been talking about. I've eaten kale. It's good. I mean, it's kind of tastes like greens. It's in that family when you cook it or you saute it. But, you know, if you saute it, you want to do it with some olive oil. You want to keep it healthy vibe. But it's in the cabbage family. So it's not like cabbage, but it'll kind of look like it. Kind of looks like arugula or something like that. But, yeah, it's in the cabbage family. Kind of looks like cilantro. But it's real leafy, so it kind of looks like cabbage, but it don't necessarily taste like cabbage. But it's more like in the collard greens family. But kale is healthy. It's one of those superfoods. It's good to eat, to mix in, and with your different dishes and so forth. But what makes kale good? What makes kale healthy? Well, about, you know, a cup of kale. This is about 2-4 ounces. That kale has vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin C, vitamin B6, manganese, calcium, copper, potassium, magnesium, and it also has vitamin B1, thiamine, vitamin B2, riboflavin, and vitamin B3, niacin, iron, and phosphorus. Now, a lot of you may not know what those things are, but they're all in your blood for the most part. And they all regulate your organs and your eyes and your heart. All of the things that keeps your blood. That's why the blood, your blood tastes like metal. Well, that's the iron and copper and magnesium. You know, you can check me on that to make sure I'm right about it. But if you've ever tasted your blood, you've tasted some things so far. But yeah, that's just in a cup of it. That's what kale has in it. It's also loaded with powerful antioxidants, like quercetin and camphorol, which you always want to detox, because detox is how you get the chemicals and toxins that are in our foods out of your body. They may cause, you know, cancer cells and other types of diabetes and different types of diseases. So detox is important. As we talked a few weeks ago about ginger. Ginger does that. It doesn't have as many vitamins, but it has as many health benefits and properties as detoxing and antioxidants and the immune system, which are also important. It's the same as other fruit, which I'll discuss. I'm going to give it away. But other fruits are also a strong antioxidants. It is also an excellent source of vitamin C. Vitamin C, we all know vitamin C is good, helps you get healthy. It's good for your immune system. You know, a lot of people start getting cold, they want to boost your immune system with some vitamin C. So vitamin, you know, I'm not going to dwell on vitamin C too much because we know a lot of the benefits to have vitamin C, but you can get it from kale, eating one thing versus eating a bunch of oranges and other types of fruit that have vitamin C, and or drinking a jar of orange juice. I'll add that kale is pretty cheap too, for like a little bundle. You can get it. Also, kale can help lower your cholesterol, which may reduce your risk of heart disease, which is the number one killer of women. So I think that might be a big benefit. Also, kale is one of the world's best sources of vitamin K, as we discussed. Which, not many foods have vitamin K in it. You know, vitamin K is found in fermented soy foods and certain animal products. It helps prevent heart disease and osteoporosis. Once again, it's another good food for women, because women often get osteoporosis or weak bones as they get older. You can get this all in one food without having to get supplements or take a bunch of pills over the counter. There are also numerous cancer-fighting substances in kale. Now, you know you need all the help you get when it comes to cancer. Because cancer gets us all. Can get us all. I ain't gonna say it gets us all. It can get us all. So anything that helps in the fighting of that is a must-have. Kale is very high in beta-carotene, which is also usually in carrots. But if you don't like carrots, you can get it in kale. Kale is a good source of minerals that most people don't get enough of. Once I say, minerals are important. If you don't get enough minerals, you may become anemic, which also has to do with your blood. Once again, it's a circle. You can't run from it. Kale is high in lutein and zeaxanthin, powerful nutrients that protect the eyes. These are nutrients, and we know the importance of eyes. So these are nutrients that I don't get. I don't get often. But if you can get them in kale and still maintain and be good, then why not? And last but not least, kale has been proven to help you lose weight, because it's low in calories, it's high in water, and it has low energy density. Eating plenty of foods with low energy density has been shown to aid in weight loss and in numerous studies. And it also has, you know, small amounts of protein and fiber, which help keep you from being hungry and eating more. So the bottom line, kale is a superfood. It goes in that superfood group because it has so many health benefits just by eating a cup of it. You can do a cup. You can make a cup happen. So get it in your life. Don't know. Simple things can do so much. So now, one of my favorite times, one of my favorite parts of this episode, as we get to closing remarks. Because I want to encourage you, I want to inspire you, I want to be able to see you prosper. Whether I know you personally or not, it doesn't matter. I want the best for you because I've been there. I've been on that other side. I've been where a lot of people have been. But I've continued. I pressed on. I persevered. I've had to pray my way through. I had to cry my way through. I've had to try my way through. I mean, I've had to do so many things to get through. And it's not that it's easy. It's just not. You know, I've had a strong faith, a strong background. I grew up in the church, but when you go through it, it'll come. When you're not prepared, and your faith may waver. It may not even be where you want it to be. You may not even believe, but you do understand that in this life, that things happen. We have sayings to get through, but sayings and knowledge don't always do it. You know, a lot of things is what they are, or, you know, we say it is what it is. It is. It is what it is. Because you still have to move on. What are you going to do about it once you get to that is what it is point? That's what you have to understand then, if it is what it is. So what I want to talk about today is, what do you tell yourself? What do you tell yourself about what you're going through, your future? What do you tell yourself about what you've been through? What is the story you're telling yourself? What is the narrative that you're telling yourself about how you feel about a situation? About how you feel about what it is that someone did to you, what they said to you, how they treated you. Because what you tell yourself, what the narrative, the story you're telling yourself about what's going on and how they hurt me and how they did me, whatever that story is what you're going to produce in your life. It's not even so much what they did, it's about what you tell yourself. Because people will do a lot of things to you, but if you allow what they do to get in you, to affect you, if you allow it to penetrate through your skin and get into you, then it's going to manifest itself in ways that you ain't going to be prepared for. You're not going to like. Because misery loves company. And doubt loves more doubt. And fear loves more fear. And hate loves more hate. Hate doesn't love love. Love loves love. You see what I'm saying? What is in you, what comes out, is what you're going to reproduce. So if you're speaking negativity, if you're speaking self-hate, if you're speaking self-doubt, if you're speaking, I'm not going to win, I'm not going to fix it, I'm not going to make it. If you're speaking that to yourself, you can only have one choice. There's only one outcome in that. And that's going, you're going to produce that which you speak. The power is what you tell yourself. You know, for my people that, for my believers, my Christians, if you understand a few of the stories in the Bible, the woman with the issue of blood, she had tried everything, spent all the money, all her resources on trying to get sick. She had this illness for 13 years, I believe. May have been more, but she had it for so long that the doctors didn't know what to do. Her friends didn't know what to do. They couldn't help her. But she heard Jesus was passing by. And she pushed through the crowd. She crawled. And what the story she told herself was, she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. That's what she told herself. Jesus wasn't even paying attention to her. But she believed that if I can just. The story you tell yourself goes a long way. Boy, I'm trying not to get emotional and tear up here, but man, despite what they're saying about you, despite the lies they tell on you, despite how they try to hurt you, despite all you gave, and still, people did you wrong. Despite them cursing your name, saying you're never going to make it, saying you're going to go down, saying that it's over, telling people that you're this and you're that, but yet somehow, some way, you're still standing. You're still here. You're still moving forward. And in a lot of cases, you're better now than you were then. Yeah, it hurts, but look at how far you've come. And you're still here. What you tell yourself is so powerful that God has to hear you. Because he ain't going to let your faith be stronger than his. Lest you become God. God has to bless you. He has to stand up and say, her faith has made you whole. not what he had for you, but what you had for yourself. The words you spoke in your own life has made you whole, has made you better, has made you stronger, has healed you. What you tell yourself is where your power is. Because people gonna tell you no. They don't understand where you are. They don't understand what you're going through. They don't understand how you feel, how it made you feel, how less of a person it made you feel, how every time you walk with fear, every time you stood up, something was pulling you down, but yet something rose up and you had just a little bit of faith, a little bit of courage, a little bit of heart to try again and again and again. Even when you fail, there was something in you that said, try it again. I'm not going to hold you long, but I want you to hear me. Speak it into your life. Speak it to yourself. Because if no one else believes, if no one else says, I'm with you, if no one else says, you can make it. Come on, somebody. If no one else says, I'm cheering for you. If no one else says, I'm going to go with you. If no one else says, oh, I see you at the top. If no one else says, if mama don't say it, if daddy don't say it, if brother ain't there to help you, if sister ain't got your best interest at heart, if your best friend say it ain't gonna work out for you, you go. What do you believe? They may be important in your life, but what do you believe? Because no matter how much they love you or what they think, they can't get you to heaven. You're gonna have to go. It's what you believe that's gonna get you there. Don't mean you gotta stop loving them. But what do you say? Because what you say has the most power. They have influence, but what you tell yourself has the most power. Man, I love y'all. I'm gonna get out of here. Believe in yourself. Believe in you. Believe in your vision. If it's been embedded in you and you can't stop thinking about it, it keeps festering. Then you got to get it out. That's a signal that there's more for you, that God has more for you, that life has more for you. You can't live your best life staying in your comfort zone. You can't live your best life being scared. You can't live your best life only seeing what's in front of you. Vision allows you to see what isn't there, but in your mind, it is and will be. I see y'all next week on the next episode. JJ the Voice, signing off. Out.